August 5th, 2012. British People's League.
BritishPeople'sLeague.com. At you, August 5th, 2012.
Our short 20-minute broadcast now begins. Why just 20 minutes? Long-time listeners know, but for you newbies out there, we can't afford the broadband more than 20 minutes. But hey, 20 minutes gets the point across. Attention spans usually around 20 minutes anyway, right, folks? Okay, here we go. On a roll, August 5th, 2012. And yet, we're going to introduce the show today with three items concerning August 4th. August 4th, back a few years, August 4th was the birthday of the Queen Mother. Queen Mum, as she was affectionately known throughout the British Anglo-Celtic world. She was a great stiff upper lip during the Blitz. Second World War, she visited the East End of London where the bombs had dropped. Her family stayed in Windsor Castle. They didn't flee while the bombs were dropping. So August 4th, let's just commemorate a thought for the Queen Mum. She lived a ripe, ripe old age. I'm sure she's looking down from the white clouds to give us encouragement. You know, she spoke out in favor of Ian Smith, the head of Rhodesia back when. When he declared unilateral independence for Rhodesia so that white people could continue to rule Rhodesia. She had guts, she had class. Now, I'm sure a favorite of hers was also born August 4th in the last century, Scottish singer Sir Harry Lauder. I was raised as a lad listening to Lauder tunes. So there's two August 4th dates of significance. Now this third item, of course, we're going to get Snickers. Those who follow the British People's League carefully have read the copyrighted book review down below the photos on the BritishPeople'sLeague.com homepage. We're still working on the book Canada's Secret Civil War, 1978-2, with a question mark. Let's go back to August 4th, 1981. A Toronto radio station broadcaster, Eric Thorson, had a most unusual news bulletin in a very dramatic voice at 2 a.m. on August 4th, 1981. Mr. Thorson stated to the effect that a strange auto accident, and he paused. It was a very unusual announcement, just his style. He added quite a bit of drama. A strange auto accident had just occurred on a desolate stretch of the highway going to Ottawa, involving deaths. It was the pausing and the demeanor in his voice that tipped me off that once again, attempts by the old Anglo-Celtic establishment patriots to broadcast to the world that a new administration was to be in charge of Canada. Oh, by the way, look up administrator in Canada's British North America Act Constitution administrator. Once again, attempts by the old Anglo-Celtic establishment patriots to broadcast to the world that a new administration was to be in charge of Canada had once again been thwarted by the multi-cult enemy camp. What is Beattie talking about? In fact, I was to be in one of the cars heading to Ottawa to deliver the broadcast concerning a new administration in Canada that would have rocked the world. A top executive of Canada's oldest business was to be seated by my side. The broadcast was to be made from his office in Ottawa. Meanwhile, my police sergeant contact in Toronto smelled a rat when George, our executive in Ottawa, did not answer his phone at the scheduled time. The sergeant decided late that evening, December 3rd evening actually, the sergeant decided to call in yet another double of mine to go in my place. It was this double who died for Canada in the early hours of August 4th, 1981. What gibberish, idiotic talk is coming from John Beattie now? Well, I challenge you, listeners. check out the BPL webpage. Down underneath the photos, way down, and you'll read the copyrighted heading to do with the book review. We state facts on there that are almost beyond belief, but anyone checking out news clippings from the era referred to in the book review, you'll get the proof. I am writing a true report of Canada's secret civil war started in 1978 to ? I've had a friend suggest, reminded me that even if the public not believe what I'm writing in the yet-to-be-finished book,
it will be an entertaining read.
To which I answer, men and women did not die in the dead of night with the word administrator as their legal security cloak. They did not pass away
for a book to be written as entertainment. But my friend is correct.
Half the people that will end up purchasing the book will do so for entertainment, reading entertainment, rather than a pride in our ancient Anglo-Celtic nation that once was the Dominion of Canada, with many of our European friends, ancestors assisting the British and the Mohawks in keeping Canada quite bright and beautiful. Hey, why would Canada be the only country in the world to allow its constitution to be changed without a shot being fired? Well, Canada wasn't the exception. Mississauga train derailment. Ring a bell? I could go on and on and on. As a matter of fact, I will go on and on and on. I'm going to read parts of the script as published on the BritishPeoplesLeague.com webpage. 211C, all rights reserved. Canada's Secret Civil War, 1978 until by the real John Beattie. Book finally started. Short intro to be posted here in bits and pieces as time allows. Introduction. It is truly ironic. August 10th, 2011, race riots and anarchists have brought the inner cores of major cities in Britain to their knees. On this date, I have finally begun typing for this book. What you are about to read should have been started 20 years ago. Coming full circle, the last race riots took place in the motherland in the first decade of this new century. So how does a book outlining a supposed secret civil war in Canada relate to race riots in the United Kingdom? Well, let's get on the roll.
And I will tell you.
A corny analogy. So, you own 1,000 acres and a tribe has moved in next door. By hook and by crook, somehow the tribe is illegally swallowing up your 1,000 acres. Okay, let us call the land the Dominion of Canada, and let us call the tribe the mixed multitude of the rest of the planet Earth. This country has always been controlled by Anglo, Celtic, Saxon, white tribes with native Indian tribal cooperation in unison with the same culture, history, and ancestry of those controlling the old white nations of the old British Commonwealth. Then suddenly, bingo, one of the pieces of the matrix is being gobbled up. That piece used to be called the country of Rhodesia. Rhodesia was well known up until United Nations interference as the breadbasket of Africa.
Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, is the basket case of Africa.
The collapse of Rhodesia emotionally upset the aforementioned white controllers because a piece of the brotherhood was being eliminated. Just reminding you, this is script reading to you now right off of the BritishPeoplesLeague.com homepage. To continue. Being raised by my wonderful Scottish-English Croft family in Toronto, I felt that in a small way I was in with the controllers, even if at the bottom of the ladder. However, this book is not a biography nor autobiography. Allow for a brief referral. Scottish and English roots to the core, I was steeped in British and British-Canadian traditions. My father served in the RAF, Royal Air Force, at the tail end of World War II. Mother, brother, and I aboard the famous HMS, His Majesty's ship Aquitania, coming back to Canada after a visit with him in Old Blighty while he's still serving. That was a visit, by the way, with my father, not
His Majesty. Hope you're tagging along with this, folks, because we are enjoying bringing you a book review. A book review that will be coming out. The book will be coming out next year, 2013. So shall we go back to reading the script? Or are you already bored? I do hope we're not boring you. I suppose we'll have to accept the fact that you're being entertained. But then, best of all are those people who really do care about our traditions. That's why I'm reading you the preview today of the book. Traditions. So my father served in the RAF at the tail end of World War II. My brother, mother, and I, we came back across the famous His Majesty's ship, Aquitania, coming back to Canada after a visit with him in Old Blighty while he was still serving. He also took part in British machinations during the Suez Crisis in the mid-50s, serving in Egypt, RAF. I became a teenage air cadet in the Royal Canadian Air Force and later a member of the Royal Canadian Air Force for 5 years with an honorable discharge. This led to a good stint in the Royal Canadian Legion as an ordinary member. Back to Rhodesia. I too was alarmed about a piece of my extended family history, a piece of everything I read about as to our ignorant white exploitation. I could care less about our ignorant white exploitation. If it was white exploitation. I was what I was and I am what I am, a product of British imperialism, mind you, in the Dominion of Canada. Now, folks, we do have a serious preliminary review of the book. I only read you the opening couple of paragraphs. Down below the photographs on the BritishPeoplesLeague.com webpage. Bear what I've been through, bear that in mind when you're listening to these broadcasts. Are we only preaching to the choir? Well, good. Some members of the choir have had a vacation, an escape from our historical web of truth. We're drawing back those floating members of the choir to enlarge the choir. We're having our meetings, well, as you know, I prefer to call them get-togethers, in private homes and private apartments. The Google Analytics from these radio broadcasts shows our core area is still Central Eastern Ontario. Whether it's Peterborough, Lindsay, Oshawa, little teeny villages like Orono, you name it. These are our base villages. The villages of Central East Ontario are still basically white, bright, and beautiful, but not lasting for long. This thought is expanded also on our editorials on the BritishPeoplesLeague.com homepage. What do you mean a secret civil war? Beat you off your rocker. Listen, what other country in world history has had its constitution changed without a shot being fired? Shots were fired. When the book is published, there will be a review of 6 doubles of John Beattie's, who paid the ultimate price for freedom in Canada. Yes, in the dead of night, because neither side wanted it known to the world that there was a secret civil war going on in Canada. The Canadian dollar would have been worth nothing. Zip, zippo. Neither side wanted it announced. Technically speaking, I suppose our side did lose, although I'm still alive. Now look, either I have a very vivid imagination, or everything I'm telling you is the truth. It's up to you if you want to believe it or not. It's up to you, entirely up to you. The bottom line is things did go on, and the children of those when things did go on are now in their mid-40s. They're still sympathetic to the white man. In Canada, to the white woman in Canada.
the fact that we tried to have a rally on 200 acres 2 years ago. And certain members of the Ontario Provincial Police were ordered to shake up the landowner, so he canceled his invitation to have a white rally celebrating the foundation of our country, to celebrate July 1st, 1867, to celebrate Sir John A. Macdonald on his accomplishment. The fact that there is a Liberal government in Ontario, I wonder if that has anything to do with pressure put on the Ontario Provincial Police to cancel a legal rally on private property. Just imagine that being held on 200 acres. Would have really shaken up the establishment. The establishment that allows multiculturalism to smother our white people. Multiculturalism smothering our white people as a massive goo, as a massive swamp. Hysterical? No, look around. The majority of white people agree with these radio shows. We speak the truth. Mind you, it takes a couple of bottles of beer before people come out and say they agree with Beattie and the British People's League. We do have people in various villages wearing our BritishPeople'sLeague.com t-shirts. We're here. We're it. We're not on Facebook. We're not spending time dilly-dallying on the way. We only want the cream of the crop, the people that know the score, the people are proud of their British heritage, their British ancestry in Canada, in the motherland, Australia, New Zealand, the Falklands. Our history, our ancestry, is it all to just dissipate into the ether? No. The British People's League, we have a van plan. Read the editorial, Our Van Plan. Get with it. Get with the program. Start reading our editorials. Why should I care? My dearly departed mother said decades ago, everything you say, Johnny, might be true, but why must it be you? So the corny analogy I use, Paul Revere's heading out the door to warn the British are coming. His wife Martha grabs him by the arm. Stay here with me tonight, Paul. We'll have some more fun. Well, Martha, dear, someone has to warn that the British are coming. Martha's reply, oh, for goodness sake, Paul, let George down the street warn them. Stay home with me tonight and we'll have some more fun. Paul replies, well, there ain't no George down the effing street, Martha. Well, that's Johnny Beattie's reply. There ain't no other group in Canada standing up for our white Anglo-Celtic values. And believe me, if it wasn't for the job, which of course I need a daytime job to pay the mortgage, if it wasn't for that job, I would be at this 24 hours a day. So that's something to think about. $2,000 a month donated, and this boy would be full time. Down the road, it may happen. So what, are we just crying the blues in the meantime, Beattie? It's hopeless. Multicult's here to stay. No, it isn't here to stay. Throughout history, things have happened. Queen Elizabeth I made an edict that was followed upon. There are being too many of these here darkened moors in our lands. They are hereby ordered to depart. That was Queen Elizabeth I. Heavens, we can't talk as rough as her. We've got Queen Elizabeth II who tries to get along with everyone. It'd be a shock if you thought that she may have blessed the nighttime activities back in the 80s with Canada's secret civil war. She probably didn't know anything about it. On the other hand, as long as she didn't say boo, it carried on. And we're talking about respectable elements of Canadian community, so do read the book preview on the homepage. Well, that's it. August 5th edition. 20-minute radio internet broadcast brought to you today, August 5th. But actually, August 4th is what the show is about on this August 5th. Well, thanks a lot for listening anyway. Pass the shows on to your friends. And hey, you may even contribute to saying, tells you how to do so on the webpages quite clearly. Bye for now.